Kutta Sichas Chelik Yudalad Parsha Re'ei Sicha Beis Ala Pasik Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Et Begoymer Ubois Id Bokum. You shall go after Hashem and you shall cleave to Hashem, you shall attach yourself to Hashem. Mefarish Rashi, Rashi explains on the words Ubois Id Bokum. In other words, he quotes the words Ubois Id Bokum, to him you shall attach yourself. And he says that what it means is hadbeik bidrochav, attach yourself to his ways, to the things that he does. Gmoil chasadim, do kindness with people. Kvar meisim, bury the dead. Bakir chaylim, visit the sick. Kamosha asa kadosh baruch hu, as we find that Hashem did, we find psukim that Hashem did so, as we'll explain later. Kavanasu shol Rashi, the intent of Rashi here is bepashtus. Huliyashav atmiya bazet, to answer the question about this word, attach yourself to Hashem, v'chi evsheli david b'Hashem alakeichem, is it possible to attach yourself to Hashem? What does that mean? U'metaret, so he answers, Shapir Shakosov, that the meaning over here is, hadbeg bidrochav, you shall attach yourself to his ways, do the things that he does. Gumel chasadim, do kindness, etc. Gumel shasakosh baruch hu, as Hashem does. Because through doing the things that Hashem does, dovuk ata dovuk b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you are connected, attached to Hashem. The tzarich lavan, so we have to understand about this. Number one, inyan zeh shel adam li dovuk b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, this idea that a person should attach himself to Hashem, kvar nemar kodem l'chein, has already been mentioned earlier in the psukim, b'parsha, b'saif parsha Ekev. At the end of the Parsha Ekev, it says, and to attach yourself to him. And even before that, it says, and to him you shall connect yourself. Even so, Rashi ain't maz b'shom, over there, Rashi doesn't explain what it means to attach yourself, as he does over here. There he doesn't say that what it means to attach yourself to Hashem, it means attach yourself to his ways. Behave in his ways. As follows, ala pasuk uladafka bay, in regards to the pasuk uladafka bay, Pirush Rashi, ef shalaymer kain, is it possible to say that you shall attach yourself to Hashem? Alay eish ochlu, he is a fire that consumes. Ella, so what does it mean to attach yourself to Hashem? Hadbeg betalmidim uvachachamim, attach yourself to the students and to the sages. So I will consider it as if you attach yourself to Hashem. So he doesn't say that it means conduct yourself in his ways. He gives another answer. On the pasuk that says, you shall fear Hashem, you shall serve him, and to him you shall attach yourself, and in his name you shall swear, mefarash Rashi. There Rashi says, Hashem lekecha tira, v'tavid loy, v'sid bagbay, you shall serve him, and you shall attach yourself to him, u'la'acha shiyyeh b'cha kol amidas olalu, and after you have all of these attributes, in other words, you serve Hashem, you fear Hashem, you attach yourself to Hashem, then, b'shmay tishaveya, then you will swear in his name. So again, he doesn't explain what it means, that it means that you shall attach yourself to Hashem through conducting yourself in his ways. He doesn't explain that. Yet over here, in our parsha, he does. Now in regards to the pasuk ledofka bay, in which Rashi said that he's a fire that consumes, so that rather what it means is attach yourself to the sages. The reason that on that pasuk he doesn't say that it means attach yourself to his ways, conduct yourself in his ways. Yeshleimer, over there we can answer, in regards to that pasuk we can answer, Hatan, that the reason is because going in his ways is already spelled out in this pasuk. Before it comes to and attach yourself to him. It says right in the pasuk, go in his ways. So therefore, you can't say that oladafka boy means to go in his ways, because that's already been clearly spelled out. Especially according to what Rashi says, hu rachum, that he is compassionate, hu goy mal chasadim, he is does kindness va'atag mel chasadim, and you should do kindness, which he says on lelechas b'chol derachav. Abo v'negei le'idach kra u'bay sidbak. But in regards to the other pasuk u'bay sidbak kasha, over there there is the question does come up. Since connecting yourself to Hashem cannot be interpreted in the literal sense, because you can't connect yourself to Hashem, which is the reason that Rashi has to explain what it means both in Ekev and over here. He gives two different explanations, but he explains that it means something not literal. Im kein habe lele mem el farish ze al ubay sidba kanem el fnape so gemelu, you should have said it also in regards to ubay sidba, which is written earlier than that even. So why doesn't he say it over there? He just skips right over it. He says after you've attached yourself to Hashem, then you can swear in Hashem's name. So what does it mean though? He doesn't explain what it means. Now that we see that this needs to be explained, it cannot be taken literally, what's the reason that Rashi doesn't explain it on that pasuk? Beis, le'idach gisa, on the other hand, mizeh shaloi pirush Rashi in yonei shal ubay sidbak. From the fact that Rashi doesn't explain what ubay sidbak means, what it does mean. V'chein b'parsha v'eschanan, as well, in parsha v'eschanan shenem v'atam advekim v'ashem alakechem, you are attached to Hashem your God. Over there also he doesn't explain what it means that you are attached to Hashem. So it would seem that it's something that could be understood, and he doesn't have to explain it, and that it's so understandable on your own, that he has no need to explain it. So if so, that in two places he doesn't explain what it means to be attached to Hashem, by the Atam Advekim, and Uladavka by Pirusha Shodrashi and Alba Say Parsha Ekav Parsha Seinu Lomalon. If so, why does Rashi feel the need that at the end of Ekev and in our Parsha, he does need to explain what it means Uladavka by? In Parsha Ekev, he says that can you attach yourself? He's a fire that consumes. So he answers that it means to attach yourself to the Chachamim. And in our Parsha, he says, go in his ways. Be'im hu ka'pirish b'parsha eschanan, oy menolon be'im eine ka'pirish anal. Either it's like, either take it as whatever it means in v'eschanan, v'atam advekim, or how do you know that it's not what it means in v'eschanan, where he had no need to explain it? Why here does he feel that there's a need to explain it differently? If there are two places in which he doesn't explain it, which means you take it simply what the simple meaning is. Base. Gam tzarech lehovim, we also have to understand, b'pirush Rashi shelufaneinu in our parsha, gemel chasodim kver meisim baker cholim. Do kindness, bury the dead, and visit the sick. Ma'u teichne shel gemel chasodim kan. What does Gmoel do kindness here? He explains already some different types of kindness. So what then is included in do kindness? And another thing, I guess he divides it into two questions. First of all, what does he mean by Gmoel Chasadim? Especially in light of the fact that he spells out two different types of chesed. So then what is included in the first one, which is just a general term? Omnam Bazeya Shleimer, however, to this we can answer Gemel Chasadim kan ein inyan prati, that over here the word Gemel Chasadim doesn't mean as anything specific. Im Gemel kol min chasadim, do all kinds of kindness, and then he gives two, the zeotech neminyan shol hadid bedracha b'chlal, which is the meaning of do his things, do the things that Hashem does, be kind. That's a general term. Asheprotav heim kver meisum b'ker chaylum, which Rashi then gives two examples. There are two details in which he can give you an example. Avaleinu muvan, but still we still need to understand. Aleph number one, the parsha Ekev al pasuk lelechas b'chol derachav, in parsh Ekev where he says to go in all his ways, on the words to go in all his ways, mefarish Rashi There Rashi says, what does it mean to go in all his ways, in Hashem's ways? Mahu gemel chasadim, afad gemel chasadim, just like he does kindness, you do kindness. Mibli lefaret esapratim, the kvoros meisim v'vikachaylin. Over there he doesn't feel the need to tell you what kindnesses Hashem does. He buries the dead and he visits the sick. Why then over here, where he's explaining what it means to go in Hashem's ways, because that's how you attach yourself to Hashem, here he does need to give two examples. And if there is a need to spell out what exactly Gemilas Chasadim is by these examples, he should have also pointed it out there, where this idea that you should walk in Hashem's ways means to do kindness, that's the first time that it comes up. Why there doesn't he say what exactly does he mean by doing kindness or give examples? Why does he wait till here to give those examples? Madua loy bay is another question. Madua loy kachashav Rashi ba'apratim shel gemel chasadim hanal. Why does Rashi not list in those details of do kindness gam es haprat shel gemel chasadim b'mamayinai? Why doesn't he say the generally accepted meaning of gemel chasadim, which means financial assistance? Which means to give a loan to someone, which is the general term that Gemilas Chasadim covers. In fact, that should have been the first example. This is the central idea of Gemilas Chasadim. Since this is actually a mitzvah which is spelled out in the Torah, im kesef talve, that you should lend money to a person in need. Especially that giving a loan is something that can apply to anyone in any situation. Even a rich man can need a loan from time to time. V'hi mitzvah tadira, and it's a constant ongoing mitzvah. U'mitzuya harba yosir, and it's much more common mikfuras meisim than burying the dead, u'b'yachaylam, and visiting the sick, which is only, thank God, occasionally. So, especially in regards to specific people, but to aid the person about whom you're speaking. Whereas giving a loan is something that he knows, I'm sure most people know many people that can use a loan. So why doesn't he cover this financial Gemilas Chasadim as an example? Gimel, Hamakal of Hirush Shal Rashi, Hu L'Chayrim Masechta Saita. The source of these examples is from the Gemara and Saita, Abu Pirush Rashi, B'Shinu B'Hashmatas, but Rashi, he quotes it, it seems, from Saita, but with changes and leaving out certain things. B'Gemara Nidra Zeh Al Tchilas HaPosuk, Achrei Hashem Elokecha Teilechu. The Gemara gives these examples of going in Hashem's ways, not on L'Dafka Bay, but on the words that say, you shall go after Hashem. So the Gemara says, you shall go after his ways, after the way he behaves. Whereas in Rashi, he brings it on that you should attach yourself to him by attaching yourself to his ways. So that's one change. The Gemara gives other examples as well, just as Hashem clothes the one who doesn't have clothes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nicham Aveilim, and also he gives the example of Hashem comforting the mourners. V'ilu Rashi b'pirushay enemevi bezin yonam elu. But Rashi in his explanation doesn't bring these two examples of clothing, those who need clothing, and comforting the mourners. V'yoysa tumu adover, and the question becomes even greater. Kol echad mi bezin yonim nilmad, these things are learned, and the Gemara learns them. How do we know that Hashem does these things? From psukim, in the simple meaning of the psukim. And they are psukim which appear before this parsha, before A. Where does the Gemara learn that Hashem clothes those who need clothing? Because, as the pasuk says, Hashem made for Adam and his wife garments, leather garments, and he clothed them. So we see that Hashem clothes those who need clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nicham avelim. How do we know that Hashem comforts the mourners? Mahadachsiv, from what it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi achrei mos Avram, and it was after Avram died, Vayivarech Elokim es Yitzchak, that Hashem blessed Yitzchak. And Rashi, and so the Gemara learns that what it means is that he comforted Yitzchak. Verashi Hishmitam. Rashi leaves out these two examples. Afshehu ba'atzmim b'farash ala pasuk vayivarech Elokim es Yitzchak, even though he himself explains the pasuk that Hashem blessed Yitzchak after Avram died, that it means nichmei tanchumei avelim, that he comforted him as a mourner. So Rashi does accept that that's what the pasuk means in the simple meaning, and it's psukim that appear before our parsha. Yet Rashi leaves out these two examples, which the Gemara does bring, and he could have easily incorporated these two examples also, because they fit with Rashi's reading of the psukim. Dalet, in other words, that it's not because the Gemara, it's a limud, which doesn't really fit necessarily with Pshuto Shel Mikra. It does, so he could have brought it. Dalet, k'may kein, as haraya, fourth question, so also, the rayas mikroi should be Gemara. The Gemara brings proof in the for the other two, which Rashi does quote, that he buries the dead and that he visits the sick, to show that these are things that Hashem does. The Gemara brings proof, but Rashi doesn't quote those proofs from the psukim. This can be understood in regards to the visiting the sick, because since Rashi already mentioned it in his Pirush, Bereish Parsha Vayera, at the beginning of Vayera, Shavayera Elav Hashem, Rashi says that when Hashem appeared to Avram, Levaker as a chayla, he says that he came to visit him as a sick person. So therefore Rashi could be relying on the fact that he already said it all the way back then, and therefore there's no need to say it again. Avol being in Kfar Mason, but in regards to burying the dead, Havalei Lahavi Araya Shakadosh Baruch Hu Kavra Mason, he should have brought the proof that Hashem buries the dead, Vahainu Aposuk, which comes from the Pasuk Vayikvar Oise Bagai, that he buried Moshe in Gai, Hanemba Medegeya Moshe, Sharei Aposuk Azeh Hu La'achir Parsha Seinu B'Sayi Parsha Bracha, because this is said all the way at the end of the Torah, at the end of Parsha Bracha. So we don't know yet about this fact that Hashem buried Moshe, so this he should have brought as a proof, which the Gemara brings that as a proof. Hey, mahu atam shirashi nokat kver mesim lufnei baker chaylim. What's the reason that Rashi says bury the dead before the mitzvah or the gemilas chasadim of visit the sick? Hare sidram hofachem. The order is reversed. It should be the reverse. Both in the way these things usually happen, that the person is first sick and you have to visit him, and then, if God forbid, then you have to bury him, as well as the order that they appear in the psukim in which Hashem did them. First he visited with Avraham Avinu, which is way before the second example of Achakach Kaber Mesim, which came way before he buried Moshe. So why does Rashi reverse the order? So to sum up these few questions, the Gemara brings four examples. Rashi leaves out two of those examples, which he could have easily incorporated because he agrees with those examples that they fit in Pshuto Shel Mikra. And he doesn't bring any proof for the two examples that he does bring, even though it would seem that he should have brought those proofs. So to explain all of this, when it comes to the parsha in Veschanan, you have to remember we're dealing with four different psukim, four different places in which the concept of attaching yourself to Hashem appears in Veschanan, two of them in Ekev and one in our parsha Re'eh. So we have to, the Rebbe is now going to explain each one of them in their own context. So you have to keep track. The parsha v'atam advekim Hashem elokeichem chayim kol chamayim. Ein tzorech lefarish dveikim. Over there you don't have to explain what the word dveikim means. Rashi doesn't have any need to explain it there, and he doesn't. Ki kvar lomadnu inyonoi le'el b'parsha v'yishlach. Because we've already explained, we already find the term vatidbak, hadveikim, what it means. When it talks about vatidbak nafshe b'dina, that Shechem became attached to Dina. The Pasuk explains what exactly it means that he became attached, that he loved the girl. In other words, he fell in love, he liked her. That so therefore, not Mekolshkin, but Mekolshkin. Therefore, we understand also in regards to the word Va'atam Advekim, Hashem Elokeichem, Shebnei Yisrael Dvukim Heim B'Nafshom, Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem Ba'av Al Hashem. That what it means is you are attached to Hashem is similar to what it says over there in the word Vatidbak, that it means they love, he loved her, and therefore that means that the Yidden love Hashem. That's what it means, that we are attached to Hashem. V'lachein lehutzach Rashi lefarze b'parsha v'schan, and therefore, there Rashi has no need to explain it, it's self-understood. So also in Parsha Ekev, where it says, you shall fear Hashem and go in His ways, and so on, and you shall attach yourself to Him. Gam ken yesh lefarze shu inin shol dveikus v'Hashem ba'ava. That what it means is that you should love Hashem. And the reason that he repeats it here is because in the Pasuk Va'atam Advekim, it says you are attached, meaning to say that currently the state that the Yidden were at that time is that they love Hashem. Shayom hem dveikim v'Hashem b'poil. But in Ekev, the reason that he says it again, brings it up again, is because there, he's not saying, you love Hashem. He's saying, you should love Hashem. He's telling that in the future as well, that when they go into Eretz Yisrael, they should also be love Hashem. You shall continue to love Hashem. That's why it says twice. It's not just repeating again and again that the Yidden love Hashem. One is saying that they do love Hashem. One is saying you should love Hashem. But where it says in the Pasuk, and to be attached to Him, which is at the end of Parsha Ekev, over there you can't say that it means that you should love Hashem. Because in that Pasuk, it's already said that you should love Hashem, but because of the atzmai, it says la'ava es Hashem elokeichem, to love Hashem, lelechus b'chol derachav, and to go in all of His ways. And then it says l'dafka boy. V'arei ein loyim shachazar kosu miyad l'tzavas ayda pam al inyan ahava. So it makes no sense to say that the pasuk just said love Hashem, and then he says l'dafka boy, you should love Hashem. He just said it. So there, here, it can't mean that. That over here, ledafka bay means something else. Yosef meklolis means something more general. After a yid has reached the level that he loves Hashem, and he's also already walks in the ways of Hashem, as the pasuk already says. Now comes a new level, and also you should attach yourself to Hashem. Mamish, in other words, there's something more than just simply loving Him and doing what He does. And since Uladovka Bay over here seems to mean something more than simply love Hashem and do what He does, Shekoshel Rashi, so Rashi has the question, can we say that it means literally to connect, to attach to Hashem? He's a fire that consumes. So what does it mean, l'dafka bay, if it doesn't mean love Hashem and so on? Hainu eichef l'dafka bay bedveikus. How could you reach something more than simply loving Hashem and going in His ways? Shilamayla medveikus shalidei ya'av al Hashem. since he's you can't attach yourself. Therefore, Rashi needs to explain it there differently. Had beg betalmidim, that what it means is attach yourself to the students of Torah, b'chachamim, and to the sages of Torah. So this will be considered as if you attached yourself to Hashem. In other words, more than simply loving Hashem and going in His ways, you even attach yourself to His people, so to speak. Therefore, you're attached to Him. So that explains why in two places there's no need to explain it. Oladavka bay, there is a need to explain it. Behine apasuk b'parsha seinu. Now we come to our parsha. Achri Hashem alakechem telechu ves mitzvos of tishmeru uboisid bakum, which means you shall go after Hashem and you shall keep His mitzvahs and you shall attach yourself to Him. Nemra be'emtza parsha hadona b'navi shekem meitzus u'madiach. This is comes as a in the context of the parsha where the Torah talks about a false prophet that is trying to dissuade the Yidden from following Hashem to the worship of Avodah Zarah and so on, as the pasuk says, "Ki yakom bekirvecha navi chaylim chalay." If there will rise amongst you a prophet, which means a false prophet or a dreamer, uba eis v'amayfis, and he will give a sign, and it will come to be. His sign will come to be, and then he will say, "Neil cha'achri lekim acherim." Let's go worship Avodah Zarah. V'navdeim, and we shall worship them. Loisishma el divrei anovia, who do not listen to that prophet. And the question is, why then was he able to give a sign which makes him seem like a real prophet? The answer, the Torah says, is kimenas Hashem alkechem eschem, because Hashem is testing you. Ladas to know ayishchem oivim es Hashem alkechem b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshchem. He wants to know whether you truly love Him with all your heart and your soul. And if you really do, then you'll know that you can't worship Avodah Zarah, even if a seeming prophet comes to tell you to do it. And therefore, ha-pasuk achri Hashem alakechem telechu, and then following this comes the pasuk, after Hashem you shall go, ha-bam yach lach ha-psukim anal, muven she-teichnei lishloi le-velister as divir ha-novi ha-sheker. So we understand that the meaning of this pasuk is to undermine the words of the false prophet, shehu amar neilcha achri elikim acherim. He said, let's go follow a foreign god and worship him. So comes the Torah and it says, no. Ki achi Hashem alakechem telechu. You shall go after Hashem, your God. And Him you shall worship. In other words, it's responding to the words using even the same terminology that the false prophet used. Omnam. Mashahaisav akazav esiyam advarim. But then the final words of this pasuk are ubaisid bakun, and you shall attach yourself to Hashem. Ain't a move, and those words are need explanation. Mahu inyana shall dveikazu. What does this attachment mean? It already says you shall follow Hashem, you shall serve Hashem. What does it mean? You shall attach yourself to Him. Because you can't explain it in the same way as in the two psukim in which it means you shall love Hashem. You can't explain it in the way that it's meant to be attach yourself to Tamid Chachamim for the following reasons. Number one, Ein Leimer Shakavana Bazelet Veikas HaNefesh Ba'ava Kibaparshas Eschanan. You can't say that it means to love Hashem as it does in Parshav Eschanan by Yabhatim Advekim, ki harek hakavona haklolis bazeh, shakosh baruch anoysim memshola lunovi sheke lasis ois mufureshes, shehi beparsha, mufureshes hi beparsha. The fact that Hashem gives the ability, He gives this Novi certain control, that He's able to bring about a miraculous sign, and the reason, so the Torah says why He, Hashem, allows it. In the pasuk before, Lidas Hayishchem Oyevim Es Hashem Alakechem, because He wants to know whether you truly love Hashem. Zayse Meres, in other words, Sha'avas Hashem He Tachlis Ve'ikesh Shel Kol Inyan Medubakan, that the love of Hashem is the very central theme of this whole thing. The reason that Hashem allowed the Navi to try to dissuade you, to have some sort of an impact in trying to dissuade you, is because He wants to know whether you really love Hashem. So what is He going to tell you now? Love Hashem? That's the whole point. Do you love Hashem? Lahazir aleh b'toyr prat echad. So how then is he going to make that? You shall serve Hashem, you shall follow Hashem, you shall love Hashem. The whole theme is, do you love Hashem? So how is he going to make that into a detail when that's the whole overriding theme of this pasuk? V'oid, and another thing, b'pasuk z'atzmi ba'az harim b'foreshes, v'etzmi's meisef t'shmeiru. Because since the Torah says, you shall keep the mitzvahs, u'bevade b'klolim shal mitzvahs v'bi mitzvahs Hashem, certainly one of the mitzvahs is to love Hashem. So there's no need to say the mitzvah of loving Hashem specifically, since it's already included in the overall general principle of do the mitzvahs. So that explains why we can say that uboisid bokum in our parsha is the same as it means in v'eschana v'atam advekim. Based. V'chein koshel l'farasha advekus v'parsha zu pirusha advekus v'tamid ha'chachamim k'besoif parsha ekev. We also can say that it means that you shall attach yourself to Talmid HaChachamim. Mekibin sheba ha-pasuk kan meina v'hoylich kame inyonim b'seidev shol mailam b'kodesh b'iluach ilui. The pasuk seems to be going from a simpler connection to Hashem to a more intense connection. Every word is a more intense connection. Achrei Hashem l'kechem teleichu v'oisei ta'avaydu harei muvim she'inyonim sheba siyumam. Therefore it's understood that at the end, the very last word of Boisid Bakun, Hu Achi Naila Shabakulam, would be the ultimate, highest type of connection to Hashem. Hainu Shu Boisid Bakun Ma'achar Shi'ef Shalemer Shamachuvan Lidvekas Nafshis Ba'ava Kanal. Since we can't say Boisid Bakun means to love Hashem because of what he said already before, that the overriding theme is love and so on. Hainu B'tachos Advekas. L'mayla medvekes shu b'mitzvus v'avtas Hashem alakecha dvekes shein l'mayla imena. So what it means is, it means some sort of such a deep attachment, such a deep connection, which is, it's more than loving Hashem in your heart. And so then what could it mean? It means some sort of a connection which is beyond any of this. Therefore, how could you say that that means to connect yourself to Talmid HaChachamim? That although it's true that when you attach yourself to a Talmud Chacham, you are connected to Hashem, mitam eved melech melech, because the servant of a king is also a king. So the servant of a king, which is the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, when you attach yourself to him, you're attached to the melech. Mikol makim, kibin sha Talmud vachacham areihem basav adam. Since ultimately the sages are all human beings, ein zu dvekus b'kodesh baruch hu afilu loike b'hafta v'chol ma'idecha. You can't describe that as having a feeling of love to Hashem Himself, and who's this? And even more so, if you reach a love of v'chol ma'afta Hashem l'yach b'chol ma'idecha, which means in to the deepest kind of love. So you're going to say that attaching yourself to a Talmud Chacham is even higher than that. As Rashi says, what it really is it's as if you attached yourself to Hashem. It's not a higher level of attachment than true love of Hashem on the level of B'chol Ma'idecha. So since we've gone to Ubaisid Bakun, that this is even higher than Avas Hashem and all those things that he already mentioned in the Pasuk, in this Pasuk you can't say that it means attach yourself to Talmid HaChachamim. So then what is this attachment? Therefore Rashi says, by explaining it in this way, Rashi also answers the question, how can you have such an attachment? But he doesn't have to repeat the question that he already repeated in previous parsha. He doesn't have to reiterate the question, how could you attach yourself to Hashem? Because we know already that question. So he just has to give you the answer. So he says, "Ubaisid bakum." What does it mean to truly connect yourself to Hashem on that highest level? Hadbeik bidrachav. Connect yourself, do the things that he does. Gemayil chasadim, do kindness and so on. Gemayil shayis hakadosh baruch hu, as Hashem himself did. Meaning to say that the fact that you are connected to his ways, then you are connected to him. If you do the things that Hashem does, you are connected to him on the absolute highest type of connection. But in the Parsha Ekev, he can't say over there that that's what it means. Over there he interprets it as being attached to the Talmid HaChachamim. Why doesn't he say over there also, do the things that he does? The reason is because over there the Pasuk already says, Lelechaz b'chol drachav. So that's already covered in this Pasuk. So over there, by Sidbuk must mean something else. Therefore it must mean, he interprets it as meaning to be attached to the Talmid HaChachamim. When a hechrech leham is by inyan noisav, hainu dvegus talmidim lechachamim. Therefore, in that pasuk, since lalechas b'chol derachav, even though that would have been the ultimate interpretation, but since the Torah already says that in this pasuk, therefore Rashi has to find another explanation of what ubay sidbuk means. But over here, that he hasn't mentioned yet, go in his ways, so there the ultimate Baisid Bakon is to do the things that Hashem does. So that's why he explains it differently in each one of the four psukim. Actually, two of the psukim are similar. He doesn't explain it at all because it means love. Over there, it means love, the simple meaning. Al pi ze yuvan. Based on this, we can understand Mashirashi kachoshiv hadbeg bedrochav rak kver mesim baker chaylik moshos akash baruchu. Now we can understand why Rashi only brings the two examples of bury the dead and visit the sick, as Hashem did. Mekiven shahazharus ubeisid bakon, ba besayf kalitzavoy mamenuim ba'akasub. Since it comes over here at the end of all these things, after Hashem you should go, you shall serve Hashem, and so on. Ubeneim gamis mitzvaysav tishmayru. Amongst those things listed in this pasuk is, you shall keep his mitzvahs. Then this, we already covered, do all the mitzvahs. What is ubaisid bakun, do the things that Hashem does, must be such things which are not listed as a regular mitzvah. They have to be things which are not included in and do the mitzvahs. These are things which are over and above the mitzvahs that need to be done. In other words, had the Torah not said, do the things that he does, he wouldn't be doing this as a mitzvah which is already listed somewhere else in the Torah. Therefore Rashi says, had big bidrochav gemel chasodim, that the reason you're doing it is because this is how Hashem does. You're not doing it because it's a mitzvah like one of the other 613 mitzvahs. You're doing this because Hashem does it. Rak dvarim elu anamaitzim shakadosh baruch asam ba'ifin shebedugmasam gabi adam loy hayim ichavim ligmel chesed zeh mitzad mitzvah v'chiyuv. Only in these two things do we find that Hashem did it in such a way, in such a circumstance, where had it been a person, there would be no mitzvah necessarily that he has to do these two things. And Hashem did it anyway. And you should do it also because Hashem did it, even though it wasn't necessarily a mitzvah. They should do it only because it's part of this new mitzvah of do the things that Hashem does. So what are the examples? Baker bikur chaylim, visiting the sick. Gamba matzah shagosh baruch hu bala baker es Avram, in the situation that the Eibishter came to visit Avram, k'mesh pirush Rashi, as Rashi says, vayeda elav lavaker es achayle, that he came to visit Avram. Im hayeshu bevade kamama nosho vereyav bo lavakrei, even though, without question, some of Avram's friends, his many friends, and his people, his followers, and so on, they must have come to visit him when Avram is sick. Surely, certainly, people came to visit him. So also, when it comes to bury the dead, in other words, that it wasn't that Avram Avinu lacked someone to visit him. He had visitors. In In this case, what Rashi is referring to when he said bury the dead, he's not referring to what the Gemara is saying, that Hashem buried Moshe, because that the student doesn't know yet about that. And if Rashi was referring to that, he would have had to say that he's talking about that, since the student doesn't know about it. It comes, shows up at the end of Zeis HaBracha. Al derech ze, yeah, be'im lo ze miskaven anal Rashi, lo havi ha-kotzo v'yikvar Zeis HaBagai. As I said, if he meant that, he would have to spell it out. Ki'im, rather, what is Rashi referring to when he says, over here that Hashem buried the dead, le'kfuras arin, to the fact that the Eivishtuk buried arin, sha'talmid lomat kvar al dvarazeh, that this is already something that came up earlier in the Psukim. Shehoi Sayyidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it was also Hashem that buried Aaron. Sharei, how do we know that Hashem buried Aaron, even though it doesn't say clearly in the Pasuk, as it says by Moshe, by Yikper Oisei Bagai, but by Aaron we know logically that it must have been Hashem that buried him. Sharei, Histalkusei Hoisei B'mayre, we know that Aaron passed away on the mountain inside a cave. And over there, what does it say? Aaron died at the top of the mountain. And then it right away says, and Moshe and Elazar went down. It doesn't say that they buried him. It doesn't mention anything about Aaron being buried. By Miriam, it does say she was buried there. But by Aaron, it doesn't talk about his burial. Avo v'parshayket nemar v'yikover sham. So when it actually happened, it doesn't say that anything about his burial. But later in Parshayket, when it reviews, it repeats the story. It says, and he was buried there. So we know that Aaron was buried. Therefore, we must say Shagosh Baruch Hu is Hasagu for us. Who buried him? It doesn't say that Moshe or Elazar buried him, so it must have been Hashem himself. Even though, certainly, anyone in the Jewish community in the Adas Yisrael would have been happy to do it. But it doesn't say anything about anyone doing it. It just says that he was buried. So therefore, from that perspective alone, we know that it was Hashem. But there is even more. Not only from that, according to Rashi, we have to say Shakadosh Baruch Hu isasik b'kfarosei, that it was Hashem Himself who did the burial. Sharei kol b'nei Yisrael lo yodu shemesh meis ad sheherem mutl b'mita. The Rashi says that the Yid, none of the Yid knew that Aaron had died. They all three went up on the mountain, says Rashi, and then Moshe and Elazar came down, so they said, where is Aaron? So they said, he died. So they didn't believe him until Hashem showed them an image of Aaron in a bed. So in other words, they didn't know that Aaron died until Moshe and Elazar came back. Elazar b'levushay, b'levushay bigdei Aaron. Now, in addition to this, before Aaron died, it says that Moshe took off the garments, the priestly, the big de kohuna from Aaron, and he put them on Elazar. So Elazar belovshei big de Aaron b'chayav. So Elazar, when he put on the garments of Aaron as the kohen gadol, while Aaron was still alive, because after that Aaron lay down and he died. So nasa kohen gadol, immediately while Aaron was still alive, Elazar became the kohen gadol. All of Nehemar, about the Kohen Gadol, what does it say? Lo'aviv lo'yitama, that even to his own father he's not allowed to expose himself to Tumah, that he's, in other words, that he's not allowed to be involved in the burial of his father. So it couldn't have been Elazar that buried Aaron. The Chain Moshe, the same is true for Moshe Rag Banav Yikral Shevet HaLevi, that it was Moshe's sons that will be called Levian. Why only his sons? Because Moshe himself served as a kohen by the Shivas Mei Miluim. The Shimas Bekuna Gedayla B'Mei Miluim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the kohen gadol for the 7 days of the inauguration of the base of the Mishkan. The Loi Matzina Shoyedu Megadlusezu, and nowhere does it say that he was demoted from that level. So in other words, he retained the title of the Kohen, of a Kohen Gadol, even though Aaron later became the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, also Litamel Aaron, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was also not permitted to expose himself to the Tumah of Aaron. The Lo Yehaya Bazeh Inyan, the Meis Mitzvah, and this couldn't be called a Meis Mitzvah in the case of a Meis Mitzvah where there's nobody else to do it, so then even a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah. Why wasn't Aaron a Meis Mitzvah? There's nobody else around. The answer is, they could have gone down the mountain, brought up a few Yisraelim, and they should do it. So therefore, it wasn't upon the Moshe and Elazar to do it as Kohen and Gadolim. They were not permitted to do it. So then who did it? So therefore, we must say that it was Hashem that did it. So now that we know that he's referring, Rashi is really referring to the burial of Aaron. Moving she'ein masim kan lohavi apratzul milus chasson. So this is why he brings these two examples of things which are so. These are two examples of mitzvahs that were not essential. In other words, if a sick person has already many visitors, there's no requirement for every single person to go visit this sick person. Obviously not. So the Eibishter visited, but it's a chesed to do a kindness to someone. It is the same when it came to burying Aaron. It could have been done by somebody else, by any other yid. So it wasn't that the Eibishter had to do it. Someone else could have done it. So when there is a situation where someone else could do it, but you choose to do it because Hashem does these things, so then it's not that you're simply doing a mitzvah, it is that you're doing something which is not specifically required of you, but you're doing it because you want to be connected to the ways of Hashem in order to be connected to Hashem. Which also explains why Rashi doesn't bring the detail of financial gmilus chasadim. Halvos mamelisha Israeli has asked before that why doesn't he bring giving alone? Kinois of ozeshalimetzina bozesha osa kenakosh baruch hu was in addition to the fact that we don't find an example of Hashem giving a loan to someone, at least not spelled out. Halehud siva mefurish b'teira. On the more important thing, I guess, is because this is one of the actual 613 mitzvahs in Kesef Talva to give a loan to a yidav. Therefore, that's part of the pasuk which talks about doing the mitzvahs. This is a list of things which Hashem does, but not because they are a mitzvah or a chiyuv. So based in a similar way, we can also explain Lama Hishmit Rashi Malbish Arumim Shabishas, why Rashi left out clothing the naked, which is brought in the Gemara. Afa Pisha Ainzet Sivim Mefurish B'Torah, even though it's also not a clear mitzvah in the Torah. Matzina Shakosh Baruch Hu Hilbish Arumim, and we do find that Hashem clothed those who didn't have clothing. As he quoted before, that he dressed, he made a garment for Adam and Chava. Even so, even though it's not clearly spelled out in the Torah that you have to dress the naked, but we understand that there is such a requirement in the Torah that if you come into such a situation like Adam and Chava, in which the Eibishter made them clothing, you would be required to give them clothing. When a person is clothing somebody that is in a similar situation to Adam and Chava, there was nobody else that could give them a garment except for Hashem. There was nobody else around. That is a clearly stated mitzvah. Especially in regards to a garment. There is a mitzvah in the Torah that says that if somebody gives somebody a loan and he takes collateral, and the collateral that he took was his night dress, his pajamas, He took the person's pajamas as collateral. There's a mitzvah that he has to give him back the pajamas every evening. And before he goes to sleep, he has to bring him back the pajamas so that he can use them overnight. In the morning, he can take back the pajamas. Or if it's the opposite, he takes a day garment, he takes his suit jacket, then he has to bring it back in the morning and he can take it overnight. And that is talking even though the person has a day garment, yet he has to give him back the night garment. So we're not even talking where he has no garment at all. So there is a mitzvah in the Torah that when a yid needs his garment for sleeping, you have to give it to him. So there's a clear mitzvah, and that's even talking where he has some other garment that he could use. He could sleep in a suit, it's not impossible. Especially so then when we talk about Adam and Chava, which had absolutely no garments, and in that situation Hashem gave them a garment, that would be a mitzvah on every Jew to do that. So that doesn't really qualify as something that you do because this is what Hashem does. Well, Pisa Gam Yumtek, Hodal Pipshut Shlomikra Loi Pirush Rashi, Gam Loi Kedugma Neisefes Al Kfuras Aren, Kver Mesim, Kmesha Kavar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gam Es Moshe, Kmesha Kozav Yigvar Eisa Bagai, and which also explains a little better why Rashi doesn't use. We decided that Rashi uses the example of Aaron, that Hashem buried Aaron. That's what he means by the example of Kvair Mesim. But why doesn't Rashi say anything about the fact that Hashem buried Moshe? That is also something, at least as an add-on, as an addendum to the fact that he buried Aaron, bring in also the pasuk of Vayik Bereis Abagai. Because in addition to the fact that there's not from the word vayikbar oisoi, which is not 100%, it's not the only pshat that it was Hashem that buried him. That Rashi also brings the second pshat of what it means vayikbar oisoi, who buried him. Rashi said there's another pshat, who covers atzmin, that Moshe Rabbeinu buried himself. So first of all, there's two pshatim. From that pasuk, it's not 100% that it was Hashem who buried him. In addition to that, because even according to the first pshat, that it was Hashem that buried him, since Hashem decided, for whatever reason, Hashem decided that nobody is allowed to know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, then there was no possibility for anyone else other than him, other than Hashem, to bury him, because no Yid is allowed to know where he's buried. And therefore the burial of Moshe was, there was nobody else to do it. Of course in that case the Eibusha had to do it, and therefore there would be a mitzvah on any Yid, even a Kohen Gadol, that he has to do it if there's nobody else to do it. So therefore that is not, doesn't qualify as hadveg b'gedrochav. This is simply a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. whereas hadveg b'gedrochav would be gamba magam sheyesh mishu achas sheyachol esasek by, that would, hadveg b'gedrochav would be true if there was somebody else that could do it, and you do it because the Eibishter does these kinds of things, that would qualify. Rashi will, the Rebbe will soon explain why he doesn't say Nichum Avelim. He already covered why he doesn't say Malbash Arumim, but he's going to, later he'll say that. Ma'ati Yisbor Gam Taimish Rashi Shadafke B'Parshaseinu Hutzar Chalfarish Enyonet Gemel Chasodim, which explains also now why here does Rashi suddenly explain what is Gemel Chasodim. Whereas the first time in Parsha Ekev where he said, by Lelechus Bedrochav, he said, do kindness, he doesn't give examples. Why there doesn't he have to give examples, and over here he does? As we said before, over there he doesn't explain what Gemel Chasodim is. The reason is, Lelechus B'chol Drochav, B'Seif Parsha Ekev, what he says over there, that you should walk in the ways of Hashem. This is said as a continuation and to explain the beginning of that pasuk. Rather, you should keep all of these mitzvahs that I command you to do. Umevayer mefarish, and then he explains what are these mitzvahs that I tell you to do: la'aves Hashem alekeichem, to love Hashem, and also laleches b'chol drachem, and to walk in all His ways. V'im kein. So since in this case laleches b'chol drachem, muvin shegavonus hakosuv lahalicha b'drachem hu gemel chasadim v'ata gemel chasadim hakolelus kol inyanei gemach. Over there, it means all the things, all the mitzvahs that are included in Gemilas Chasadim, because he's talking about keep the mitzvahs. Whether they are a mitzvah, which the Torah talks about. In fact, that's the primary meaning of Lalechas b'chol drachah, because it's included, the ones that are spelled out in b'chol ha-mitzvah, asher neicha mitzvah. That's really what it means. Do all the mitzvahs that I've told you to do, to be kind. Obeyin, but it also refers to elu she'en aleim tzivim mefurish. It could also refer to general ideas of gemel chasadim. Shechiyuv mishum shu gemel chasadim, kein gamata, which can be included in, you do it because Hashem is does kindness, so therefore I do kindness. But over there, there's no need to spell to find examples of Gemilus Chasadim that the Eibishter does, which are not included in mitzvahs. Because over there it is including mitzvahs. It means the mitzvahs of Gemilus Chasadim. Mashen kim parsha seinu, whereas in our parsha Re'ezhar zu the baisid bakum ba la'achish akvar nistav alechaz b'chol derachav. Here the word baisid bakum comes over and above what it said before, to go in his ways. Hu gemel chasadim ba'ata gemel chasadim. Oh, but in Leches b'chol derachav it was already included, which is in Parsha Egev. It was already said you should do kindness like Hashem does kindness, to do the mitzvahs of kindness. The pasuk zeh kvar nemar ves mitzvosif teshmeiru. And in addition to what it says in Parsha Egev, where it already said Leches b'chol derachav, which already is a charge to the Yidden that they should do kindness, because that's what Hashem commanded. In this very pasuk it says ves mitzvosif teshmeiru, you should do the mitzvahs. And it's not that ubaisid bakum is an explanation to the word ves mitzvahs of tishmeiru, it's an addition to ves mitzvahs of tishmeiru. Alek b'frad b'fnei atzmei. Harei muvin she'einam aduba kam b'chol inyonig mach. So we understand that in this case, ubaisid bakum, where it means to do kindness because Hashem does kindness, it doesn't mean the regular meaning of gemach, which is already included in the mitzvahs. Therefore Rashi has to find you the examples of kindnesses that Hashem did, which were not necessarily considered a chiyuv for every Jew to do. And since, as we explained, in this case, the details of Gemel Chasadim, which are bury the dead and visit the sick, are not that those examples of a Yid doing them because he has a Chiyuv to do them. But rather, the reason that he's doing it is because Hashem does it, and a person needs to attach himself to Hashem's ways, and that's why he's doing that. That's why Rashi put them in that order. As he asked before, why did he reverse what would seem to be the right order, which is that first he should say, visit the sick and then bury the dead. But he says it, no. Even though in the way that Hashem did it, the order of Hashem did it, was the reverse order. Also in the way they usually happen in a person's life, it's the reverse order. The reason is as follows. Kvar mesim is inyan tircha v'yegia. To bury the dead it's very difficult. You have to dig a grave and so on, especially before machines. But it takes a lot of effort. But there is no danger that a person will come to harm because he buried the dead. There is no danger. It's work, but not danger. But when a person visits the sick, which is it takes a little bit of effort, but it's not a big effort as it is to bury a body. But But when a person goes to visit the sick, it's possible there is chances that a person could become sick from that person. Therefore, there is some danger. That's why he puts it in that order. Bury the dead and even visit the sick. From the simpler task to the more difficult task. As he said, as the pasuk has been working its way up from the simpler things to the more intense connections to Hashem. So in the things that you do in order to emulate Hashem's ways, burying the dead is one level, it's a lot of effort, but visiting the sick is an even a greater thing because you put yourself in danger. Which explains now why Rashi doesn't say comfort the mourners, as Hashem did, as the pasuk says. The reason is in addition to the fact that Rashi over there gives another interpretation to what it means that Hashem blessed Yitzchak, not that he comforted a mourner. The fact that Rashi gives another pshat means that there is some difficulty with this pshat that Hashem comforted the mourner. But in addition to that, we understand it from a kal v'chomer from the two things which he does list. Because if in these two things, which are connected with a lot of effort, burying the dead, or even danger of getting sick in the case of the visiting the sick, even so, a person is required to attach himself to Hashem by doing these things. Then needless to say, in regards to comforting the mourners, that basically it doesn't take a great amount of effort and it's also not a dangerous thing, and therefore once you've mentioned those two things, there's no need to mention something which is, it would seem, much simpler. So we have to understand to the other direction. Since Rashi has to tell us, he has to specify these two things of bury the dead and visit the sick. If he gives us two examples, why does he have to say the general term of Gemel Chasadim, do kindness? Havalila Meimar, what he should have said was, Hadbeg Bidrachav, attach yourself to his ways, Kver Mesim Abakir Chaylim, bury the dead, visit the sick, Kmosh Asakosh Baruch, as Hashem did. So why does he say Gemel Chasadim? Beyuvan, Behagdim, Achlekis, Meine Amitzis, Beprati Gemel Chasadim Anal. So this will be understood by first explaining a Machlekis between the different Rishonim that list, they count, what are the 613 mitzvahs? We know that there are 613, but there are certain mitzvahs which this one leaves in, and that one leaves out, and he has others which are instead of it, and so on. In regards to Nicham Avelim, Kfuras Mesim, Bikur Chaylim, Valboshas Arumim, those four things which are under the rubric of Gemilus Chasadim, Shalafi Shittas HaBalalachas Gedoilis, according to the Balalach Gedoilis, Lafi Pirush Rambam, at least the way the Rambam understands what the Balalachas Gedoilis is saying, Nechshavas L'mitzvahs Miuchadais Kol Echad B'fnei Atzmai, each one of these things, to comfort the mourners, to bury the dead, to visit the sick, and to dress the naked, the Balalachas Gedoilis, according to the Rambam, counts each one as a separate mitzvah, as one of the 613. The Shittas HaRambam, on the other hand, the Rambam, Shekulam Nechlolus B'mitzvah Achaz B'Teira, the Rambam says that they're all included in this one overall mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kameicha. The mitzvah is you shall love a fellow as yourself, and therefore you have to do all of these things when he needs them. Uprote amitzvah zenichem avelim kuras mason upikrachelim, and the details. We know that comforting the mourners is mentioned by name and so on. It's a big thing and so on, that burying the dead and visiting the sick. But ter mitzvah miyuchedes as a specific and individual mitzvah, not as its expression of ahavta l'recha kamoicha, he mitzvah sesa shel divreihem. They are rabbinic mitzvah sesa. The Rabbanon said specifically about these things that you must do them, but they are not a mitzvah sesa midoyreis. The Baal Halachas Gedolos considers each one a mitzvah sesa deyreis. The hinei bozeh shirashi magdim hadbeg bidrachav. Now Rashi, in the Pirush over here, says, attach yourself to his ways. So he says, gemoil chasadim, do kindness. V'achakach mefarad, and then he specifies, bury the dead and visit the sick. Hareihu melamdeinu derachagav shitosu shayne b'inyan zeh. He teaches us in an inadvertent way, just by simply saying these words in this way, what his approach is in regards to this question of whether it is considered an individual mitzvah. Since from this mitzvah in the Torah that a person has to emulate Hashem's ways, and not from the way the Gemara says that you shall, there's a pasuk that says you shall let them know, you shall teach them the way in which they shall go, and the Gemara says that from each word learns another specific mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim. Kol mitzvah malim bin miyuchad, each mitzvah is learned from a different word in that pasuk. So Rashi doesn't bring it from there. And also not from the general mitzvah of go in the ways of Hashem, drachav shilosh and rabim, which means in the many ways that Hashem conducts himself. Ki'im, where does Rashi bring these examples? Mi'uboy sidbakum. The word boisid drachav means the many ways in which Hashem behaves. In boisid bakum doesn't in any way express that there are many things, many details in the ways that Hashem, in the way that Hashem conducts himself. Im ken al ke al korcha shamitzvah nulmedes bazer lidobik bedrachav hu inyan echad gemel chasadim. So therefore Rashi says, Ubaisid Bakun means attach yourself to Hashem's way in the thing that Hashem does. So therefore, it's one thing. What is that? Gemilas Hasadim. Be kind. Of course, there are details in way in how to be kind, but it's captured as one mitzvah. Be kind. But of course, it contains within itself details, burying the dead and so on. In other words, not the way that Baal Halachas Gedolos said, shame mitzvahs miyuchadus b'minyan mitzvahs, that each one is to be seen as a separate detail, as a separate mitzvah, which is what the Rambam says that Baal Halachas Gedolos holds, that each one of the details of Gemilas Chasadim is considered a separate mitzvah. Rashi includes it all in Gemil Chesed. And also doesn't go in the way that the Rambam says Shehem mitzvahs prati shel divreihem, that the details are only rabbinic. Whereas minat Torah, they're just one mitzvah that is contained in the mitzvah of after recha kamoicha. So what does Rashi say? Neither of these. Ki im shehem mitzvahs echa es achas de gemach. But rather, Rashi says it's one mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, which is contained in Ubaisid Bakun. Hamas Chalekes L'kame mitzvahs as a pratim, which is can be subdivided into details, which are all midayraisa. All of them are dayraisa, but not each one is a separate number of a mitzvah, a separate count of a mitzvah. But they're also not the Rabbanon. So it's not like the Rambam says that the details are the Rabbanon. It's not like the Baal Halachas Gedolos says that each one is a separate mitzvah. Rashi says it's Gemilas Chasadim. Boisid Boka means Gemil Chasadim. You want to know the details? That's divided up in subdivisions into details. These are the details, each one of which is Midei Raisa, but not to be considered a separate mitzvah. So therefore, Rashi inadvertently tells us that he goes in a different direction than both the Rambam and the Baal Halachic Stelus. Miyena shel Teirus v'Pirush Rashi. Something from the Hasidic perspective in this Rashi. Mekivin shetzivu izeh shal adam l'davik bedrachav lasis k'mei shal asagash baruch ha'nemeh b'kosev b'loshen u'boisit b'akon. Since this mitzvah that a person should go in the ways of Hashem, to do what Hashem does is expressed in the pasuk u'boisit b'akon. Harei muvin shetachos advekos v'ayichud b'akosh baruch ha'nase dafka al yedei zeh shal adam heilach bedrachav shal gosh baruch hu. So we understand that the main way that a person can become one with Hashem is to go in His ways, which means to do kindness, just like Hashem does. In other words, not as the pasuk said at the beginning, you shall keep His mitzvah. That doesn't bring you yet to be connected and attached to Hashem. So, in other words, to be connected to Hashem means something other than doing the mitzvahs. Tzaruch lahavin, so we have to understand that the mitzvah, himaloshen tzafsa v'chibur. The very word mitzvah means to attach and connect. Shaydeza nasis is kashrus v'sachtos v'adam ha-kosh baruch hu. As we know that through this, a person becomes attached and one with Hashem. And that's why it's called mitzvah. V'eichev shaloymar, so how can one say, shalachrei v'es mitzvaysev t'shmeiru, that after the pasuk already says, you are on the level where you're doing all the mitzvahs, which means that you're connected to Hashem. Now the pasuk adds a new level, that you can reach only by going in the ways of Hashem. What is this attachment which supersedes what happens through a mitzvah, which is also attachment? So the explanation is, since a mitzvah is something that Hashem commands you to do, which means the reason that a person does the mitzvah is because he was commanded to do so, he was told that he has to do so. So that in itself shows that the connection between the person and the Eibishter, he be'evin shemurgish mitziyah shel anitztave, hamakushu b'kadosh baruch hu, hamitzave, ayideki matzivui. The relationship is one where there is the one that commands, the Eibishter. There is the one who is commanded, the Yid. There is the command itself, which is the mitzvah. So there are three components here in this attachment. The one who is attached, the commander, the one who wants to attach himself, and the way by which you attach yourself. But we talk about be connected to Hashem, even though that in itself, be attached, is also a mitzvah. The Eibishter doesn't say, I want you to do kindness because I do kindness. The Eibishter says, be attached to me. The way that you're attached to me is, you do what I do. Shemahusahu shaha adam dovuk boi ba'akadosh baruch hu. In other words, that it's not that the Eibishter commands you to do kindness, and therefore when you do kindness, the Eibishter told you to do kindness, so therefore you're attached. The Eibishter told you to attach yourself. The kindness is the method by which you attach yourself. So the purpose is not, there is a commander, there is a commanded, there is the way through which to attach. The ultimate purpose is, I want to be attached. The purpose of this mitzvah, the function of this mitzvah is to be attached. Not like other mitzvahs, which there is a purpose to the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. Through the mitzvah, you become attached. Here, the whole purpose is to attach. To say it in other words, a little bit, even though, of course, it begins, also begins with a mitzvah. The Eibishter said, "Boisid Bokon." Hakiyim v'ashleimus hu ha'yideishin etztaben nidbak b'ha'mitzvah. What is the purpose? What is the expression of this mitzvah that the person becomes attached? The goal is attachment. Tugma l'davar, something that can be a little bit of a mushel for this. is Shmeina Esrei, the status of a Yid during Shmeina Esrei. The whole mitzvah, the whole tefillah of Shmeina Esrei, every part of it expresses the same nekuda, which is Hachana v'aschola. What is the beginning, the preparation to Shmeina Esrei? Hikun l'krasa l'kecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself to meet with Hashem. Mahusa, what is the actual practice of Shmeina Esrei? Ka'imid l'fnei ha-melech. It's like you're standing before the king. That when you're standing before the king, you're not allowed to make any motion at all. If you make a motion when you're standing with the king, it could be the death penalty. You have to stand ka'abde kamemara, like a servant before his king. In other words, everything about Shemin Esra, the preparation to it, the standing at Shemin Esra, everything is about being bottled to the Eibishter. That's a mushel of everything about it is that nekuda, bittel. So also, which explains also, before we start this, so the nimshal is that by ubaisid bakun, the whole point of the mitzvah is connection to Hashem. Just like the whole point of Shemin Esra and everything around it is bittel. Through this we understand also the great importance, and it's something beyond. It's an infinite difference. That when somebody does the mitzvah of kindness for the purpose of being connected to Hashem, because he wants to do what Hashem does, al gemach l'kayim mitzvahs im kesef talva, over the. When a yid wants to give a loan to somebody because it's a mitzvah to give a loan, the gemach that you do in order to reach a baisid bakon is something beyond, completely beyond, just simply doing a regular mitzvah of gemach. Well, pisa gamet the turetz hakasha, which explains also answers the question gamal pipshudish l'mikra kibin shapirush hu hadvik bedrocha v'talmidim v'chachamim havalei. Since why does it say ubaisid bakun rather than v'dabek bedrochav, attach yourself to his ways? It says ubaisid bakun, but it doesn't say bedrochav. Why doesn't it say bedrochav? L'hoyer ma'am is super oides admor azokin, as we know the story about the Alter Rebbe. That everything that the Alter Rebbe did reflected what was going on in the heavens above. And therefore, on Friday before Shabbos arrived, he would fall asleep. Because that is a time when in the heavens above it's called the time of sleeping. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe, who everything in his life reflected what was going on up above, so therefore he also fell asleep at that time. Mashenke Reb Hillel Miparich, whereas there was a big Reb Hillel Miparich also went to sleep at that time because of the same reason, but it was a big difference. Shaloi hayim esnam ne'ma'atzma. He didn't just simply fall asleep. Ela sheshochav lishen. He went to sleep because in the heavens above they go to sleep, so therefore he's going to go to sleep. Er hatzik geleik tshlofen. Mishum sheoz huzman shenolamayla. So the difference is, it's a vast difference to be told to go to sleep because that's the time when they sleep above, is doing the mitzvah in order to attach yourself to above. But to do what Hashem does, that's something completely different. The Alter Rebbe did, his life was lived in the way that Hashem the way that the heavens above live. So that's the difference between doing a mitzvah because you're told to do the mitzvah and doing the mitzvah because you want to emulate the Eibishter above. And just like this is true from the perspective from below to above, that a yid wants to emulate what the Eibishter does, and he lives his life ubaisid bakum, to go in the ways of Hashem. Shenemer al ze Hashem tzilcha. maybe I should go back a little bit to clarify, which explains that v'dabek, why it says v'boisid bakun and it doesn't say v'dabek bidrochav. So the Rebbe answered it already. Uboisid bakun means like the Alter Rebbe, be attached to him. V'dabek bidrochav is like what it would be like what Rebbe Hillel Paracha did. This is what he does, so I'll do the same. Uboisid bakun is trying to bring out a deeper thing. Be attached to him. Whatever happens, that's what you want to be. So you reflect everything that the Eibishter does. If it would say clearly, attach yourself to his ways, then it would be like Reb Hillel Paracha did. He goes to sleep, I go to sleep. But to be connected to Hashem could be much deeper. That whatever the Eibishter does, that's what I reflect. And just like this is from the direction from a yid to Hashem, that we want to be attached to everything that Hashem does. Shenemar al zeh Hashem tzilcha, as we know the pasuk that says Hashem is your shadow, which the simple meaning is that Hashem is your protector, your shadow. Well, Pirshav al shemta said that what this means is shekamoy betzela adam lamata, just like by a shadow down here. Kol asiyosev etnuosev shel adam chayzev enasim batzel shaloi bederech memela. Whatever movements you make, your shadow does exactly the same. Kenu kaviyocha lamayla. So also, Hashem is our shadow. What does that mean? That up in the heavens above, b'pchinas Hashem tzilcha shekol poleizav asiyosev shel adam lamata, that whatever a person does down here, dugmosi nasis v'nifa lamayla, the same happens. Hashem sort of reflects that, and the same, whatever we do here is what makes things happen up there. Al derazo li'idach gisa. The same is true the other way. Me'akadosh Baruch Hu l'bnei Yisrael. From the perspective of Hashem to the Yidden. Shemasha oisa Kadosh Baruch Hu oisim gam b'nei Yisrael. That whatever the Eibishter does, the Yidden do want to do the same. V'dafke b'anhoge kazu. That's what the Boisid Bokan is. And dafke through this kind of conduct. She'odem etzad shu dovog boi. Hareyu oisa b'derech me'melem asha oisa Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, by it's just happens. Whatever the Eibishter does, that's what I do. Niris v'niglis hadveikus achi nailus shel neshamis Yisrael b'kadosh Baruch Hu. Because Baruch Hu, this brings out the greatest. It reveals the greatest connection between the neshama of the Yidden and the Eibishter. Sharei haneshama yichelik al kami mal mamisha. Because the neshama is of course a part of Hashem. Kasher adam dovek bedrocha ba'isa kan lamata. Masha b'kadosh Baruch Hu isa lamayla. So therefore, when a yid is attached to the ways of Hashem, and he does hear whatever Hashem does up there. Harei bav bazeh bale degilu dveikus Yisrael b'kadosh Baruch Hu. This brings out this deep attachment between the Yidden and the Eibishter. Yisrael v'raisa v'kadosh Baruch Hu kol echad. That the Yidden and the Eibishter and the Torah are all one. V'inyan zeh nema b'Torah hayirah l'kol echad v'echad Yisrael. And this very lofty level is said in the Torah to every Yid. This is for every single yid. And this is because the Torah says it to each one of us. That's what gives us the ability to each and every Jula hagil madregazu to be able to reach this level. Lidovik boy to be attached to him in this way. Al yudei shdovik bedrachav by being attached to everything that Hashem does. Achasaf saf aisa bederach memele until in the end, finally you reach the level that it just happens. Whatever is happening above will happen for you too, as the Alter Rebbe happened by the Alter Rebbe. Loike Moshe Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu, and not that you do it because that's what the Eibishter does, but because the Eibishter does it, that's why it happens in your life too. That's a very high level, but everyone can reach it ultimately.